Well, we're going to talk 4-H this morning. It's coming up on 4-H week, October 2nd through the 8th. They'll be doing lots of things here in Cass County to help celebrate the Green Revolution. And Susan Oliver is in with us this morning. She's the County Youth Coordinator, and she's going to share with us a number of these different activities and things that are going on to help promote the effort. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, the county goes green, I guess, in a different way, huh?
Hey, we're hoping it goes green the whole month of October. 4-H is available to young people year-round, but we really want to push to see our members enroll in the month of October so we can get a good account of them and start doing some really great dynamic programming for the whole year. So we're encouraging as many people that are interested in the program to contact us, contact local leaders, get enrolled in the program, and start seeing what we have to offer.
Well, I know you've got a lot of events and activities and things scheduled for that week as well, but I see that you're also trying to get the business community outside of 4-H involved, too. It's more than just marketing 4-H to potential members, but continuing to have that local support is a big deal.
It absolutely is. We have several audiences, I guess. You know, we do want the businesses to be involved. You know, number one, we need support in various ways, but we also want them to be educated about what we have to offer and look towards different special interest things we can approach as well with the 4-H program. I'm hoping to really see some clubs evolve from some different things in the future. I think that we have a lot more ways that we can potentially serve youth. So looking to involve businesses with the promotion, educating them on what we have to offer, and as well as, you know, we do access them for resources. So we always want to thank them as well as continue to get that support.
Well, I think the support is pretty evident, for example, during Fair Week, especially when it comes time to show up for the shows, to sponsor different awards and things, to purchase animals and things after some of the shows have finished at the county fair level. But it's more than just that few days during the year where you're looking for that support. It needs to be a constant connection.
Absolutely. It's very clear during Fair Week. It's just, you know, things that people can see, trophies and those kind of things. Our businesses support our clubs throughout the year. You know, one thing we do, and we have displays around our different communities in the businesses, and that's one of the main ways we connect during National 4-H Week is by sharing those displays, and the businesses allow us to use their windows or their doors or whatever it may be. Then the clubs individually decorate and those kind of things. So we connect with them that way, but then they also help support different community service efforts that the kids have or educational efforts. So some of our local businesses do tours for our kids, and that's really appreciated, helping engage them in their future as well, one of the things we look for in the program.
Well, 4-H is meant to be more than just some sort of entertainment vehicle for these youngsters. It's meant to teach, to develop, and to make them more inquisitive, to give them the opportunity to maybe broaden themselves as they get a little bit older. And part of that is that relationship with the community. As you said, it's nice to have opportunities for kids to maybe get some tours of businesses and stuff, get an idea what some of these different career options might be and things, and then start to work toward the skills that they need for those things. You know, the only way you really learn about those things is really to get out there and do it.
Absolutely. It is really important. You know, kids have taken tours down at the feed plant, or they've gone to our dairy, you know, working on some PSAs at different times here out at KJAN has been really nice. There's lots of different opportunities to talk about what can you do now in the future. Okay, that's great. We did an exhibit in home improvement. Would you guys like a tour at Interior Touch, or, you know, some of those kind of things? How can we connect them with adults in the community that care as well?
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks here. Why do kids still join 4-H? I mean, gee whiz, it used to be automatic. All the farm kids had joined and none of the city kids had joined. And then 4-H started to change a little bit. So all the farm kids were joining and some of the city kids were joining. There are no guarantees anymore with any kind of a program, including 4-H. You have to actively recruit all the time. There's no guarantee that just because it's a farm kid means they're going to join 4-H.
Absolutely. Our kids are very involved and it is wonderful to see them doing so much. I'm very proud of the young people that we have and how involved they are. But we do have to kind of vie for their time. And you're right, it's not just a rural program. And we hope that people can really get away from that line of thinking. What we focus on is leadership, citizenship, communication, life skills, project mastery. Those are all things that are available to all kids. They are not focused just in the rural areas. Our kids learn a lot and have a great deal of fun and value from their livestock projects. And those are typically going to be kids that live in the rural areas on the farms. But we have lots of other opportunities as well. We have a music project area. Kids can bring all sorts of exhibits in that area. They can do educational presentations. We do extemporaneous speaking, which is off-the-cuff speaking, you know, just getting out there. You get 30 minutes to prepare and then speak. And that's critical to have as a skill in the future, whether you're going to be a farmer, whether you're going to be a public speaker. It doesn't matter. It gauges the spectrum, you know, runs the spectrum, and people use those skills no matter what field they go into.
Well, not to, poo-poo what we're doing here this morning, because it's always important to promote and things, but some of the best advertisers for 4-H are the 4-H'ers themselves.
They absolutely are. Our kids are having a good time, and they are getting a lot of skills from that. I still have 4-H kids that come back and visit when they're on their breaks, and we get to talk about, you know, how has that helped you prepare? Most of the kids have a public speaking course in college, and if they've been doing in their educational presentation since they were in fourth grade, they're at the very least not intimidated, and we can connect what they've learned in 4-H with their future.
Will we see some kids walking around with green t-shirts then this week?
Absolutely. We have some of the clubs that are kind of leading that initiative. They've made special choices. I think a lot of the kids are focusing on wearing them the Wednesday of 4-H week. I also have a special gift I'm working up. If you're around the community and you're wearing green and you're spotted by Extension staff or Youth Council members, I have little goodie bags that I'm handing out just to raise awareness. I'm excited. I kind of want to catch people in the act, if you will, wearing green, and it'll provide some educational opportunities for them as well. I know that people, you know, if they think if they weren't involved in the program when they were younger, it's nothing to them now. I'd like to encourage them to get their kids involved. I'd also like adults to think outside of the box in the way that they can contribute to the lives of young people. I think we all have concerns. We want to make sure that they're doing well and that kids are contributing back. So let's think about how we can give to them. If you've got a special interest area, something that you're really well educated in, get in touch with us at the Extension office. We can look into how you can help kids.
What other kinds of activities do you have coming up during that week for the youngsters?
Well, the week finalizes on our county convention program each year, and that is a recognition of the records that the kids keep based on their project areas. So currently we do a record book, and each project area that they work in, they write about what their goals are, what they did, and how they felt about what they did, and also keep some financial records. So I think anybody can attest that that's probably things that they'll have to practice in the future. It won't be the exact record keeping that we do, but like I've told the kids over and over again, you know, I keep records in my work. No doubt you do as well in various ways, whether it's staffing or, you know, when you're going to play a radio spot and those kind of things. There's lots of record keeping we use. So the kids are awarded for that and recognized. We also recognize some community members for their participation. We have an alumni award, an honorary award, and a distinguished service award. And so that's a really nice time to do that. And then we'll be at Harvest Fest the day before on the 8th. That's open from 10 to 4, and we're doing a photo booth. So we'll be able to take some pictures with some props, just kind of a fun thing. We'll be focusing on certain project areas in the 4-H program and also some other fun activities and information to hand out.
Sounds like a lot of things going on.
Absolutely. We'd like to keep it going so that kids are still interested and that we're available for parents to ask questions.
How is 4-H here in Cass County? Pretty healthy yet?
4-H is quite healthy in Cass County. The kids that we have are very involved. I would like to see our membership grow. The more kids that you can get in the program, the more impact you're having. You know, there's a study done by Tufts University, and I would be happy to go into more detail with anybody. 4-H'ers are happier. 4-H'ers are more successful. These are true statements. And so the more kids that we can get involved, the more kids that we can give that experience.
All right. Got 15 different options to get involved in 4-H here in just Cass County alone with different clubs.
Absolutely. We do currently have 15 clubs, and there is always the opportunity to grow. Like I said, there are different ways that we can form a club. Maybe a club needs to be focused around science, and we have some adult really interested in delivering that. There's great robotics and Lego League programs that we could get them in touch with and help them support.
Pretty much whatever your imagination can come up with, 4-H can accommodate you.
Absolutely. And what the key factors we come back to are that leadership, citizenship, communication, and then the personal life management. So that if we're doing science, we're also communicating, and we're also being good leaders, and we're also contributing back to the community. So it's not just science. Science with 4-H is different.
Very good. One last quiz. The 4-H's are?
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Oh, I knew I couldn't slide that one by you.
Absolutely right. Not.
Very good. Well, hope everything works out well here with the National 4-H Week, and make a month out of it. Why not? Have fun with it and show that you support those 4-H'ers. Susan, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.